Gut.
Radio BYT.
Welcome into episode 23 of Radio BYT. I am Mitchie B, and with me I have the artist formerly known as Jesse. Sick rhymes, what?
That was lovely.
Didn't you like that?
That was a great intro. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Do you have any quick thoughts, dear?
Yes, I do, my love.
Okay.
So,
yes.
My quick thought is, well, let's start off here. How long have we been dating?
5 cents.
No, dating. Like, how long have we been together? Been exclusive.
Roughly a decade.
That's a long time, huh? Yeah. Yeah. So.
What did I do?
Well, so.
I did something. I don't even know what I did.
We are getting ready to go on vacation. So I power clean the house. I usually do that before I leave, because we have somebody stay at the house with the dogs and I don't want to clean double. So I do a really deep clean before we leave and then I clean again when we get back.
Yeah.
So.
Did you take notes?
I did.
Jeez.
So I was cleaning our freezer.
Oh man.
And.
This is such a fat moment for me.
I realized that there's chocolate going all the way down my freezer. In the back, on the sides. And I was like, what the heck? So I finally realized where this chocolate came from. Where did it come from?
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
No, where did it come from? You got an ice cream cake.
Stop and Shop.
Like 3 weeks ago.
I did.
So
3 weeks ago? I got that like 4 months ago.
Well, so I haven't cleaned the freezer in a while, apparently.
Yeah.
So
I mean, at what point does it become a you problem, dear?
So I'm cleaning the freezer and I'm like, oh, this mother trucker, I am going to murder him.
But and I'm then, so cute and nice that you saw me and you said, oh, and smiles came to your face.
And then the thought crossed my mind is like, is this how like wife snap? Like, you know, that show Snapped, like when people just get so fed up, because I was so frustrated because I've already been cleaning the house so much. So then my quick thought was,
we
you know,
all
what?
These notes.
Let's look at divorce statistics.
What
causes people to snap? So, interesting fact, 42 to 45% of first marriages end in divorce. We're good. We're doing well.
Yeah, we're good.
But did you know that percentage increases with every other consecutive marriage? So
anytime someone gets married, we have a...
Again, no.
Oh,
like,
okay.
So if you have a second marriage, your chances of divorce increase to 60%.
Well, yeah, because then you have expectations from the first marriage.
And then if you get married a third time, your chances of getting divorced is 73%.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So moral of the story, don't get married at all and you're fine.
Right? What causes divorce? What do you think, like, is the top thing that causes divorce?
Men's uncleanliness.
Actually, that's not on the list.
Wow.
It's infidelity, money, addictions, lack of communication, weight gain. If you divorced me because I gained weight, you never really loved me in the first place.
So we've done the opposite. Most people, when they get married, they get fat and happy, and I've just gotten skinny and frail.
Yeah.
Like, and you're doing the same. I don't like it.
So, I was really mad at first about the chocolate in my freezer, but I cleaned it, and then you gave me a smooch, so it was all good.
I did do that.
So.
My quick thought is a quick thank you to Dr. Joe Gilmore, a.k.a. the Bat Cracker, for becoming a veterinarian this week. And
oh, congratulations.
No, he didn't become a vet. No, he's a chiropractor. He offered up quick and concise condolences and thoughts as to how we could fix our chocolate lab Ollie with his stomach.
You didn't even tell me this.
Classic beef and rice combo.
Oh, yeah.
But That being said, my quick thought is the update that he's doing wonderful now. We gave him some goat milk mixed with turmeric, and now his poops are hard as rocks. That's poop talk with BYT.
He seems pretty happy. He's in a better mood. He doesn't stink as much right now. So
you want to know why I'm happy and why it doesn't stink for me?
Why?
Because Thor 4 has officially been confirmed by Marvel.
Ooh.
With Taika Waititi signed on to direct again.
I just punched Ollie in the face. Yeah, that's why I said
it.
Sorry.
He deserved it. I mean, let's be honest.
That's exciting.
Chris Hemsworth is going to return. No release date yet. But plans going forward in the MCU in general are still a mystery. So,
is he going to have like the real Thor body or is he going to have the Marvel Thor?
So my question to you is he going to be fit again?
He better.
Second question I have is Guardians of the Galaxy 3 comes out in 2021, I believe.
Yep.
Is he going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
So I thought he was.
That could be a big year for Thor then, because it could be the Asgardians of the Galaxy where he gets fit, and then Thor 4 where he just is Thor.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing about Thor is this is going to be, he's going to be the first OG Avenger that has a fourth film, like an official fourth film, because Captain America Civil War was technically Iron Man 4, right?
And Spider-Man doesn't really count because it's not consecutive.
So my question to you, I just don't get like, all right, he's the first one to have four, right?
Yep.
How many sequels do you think he'll get? Because here's the thing, right? The first Thor was fine. Second Thor stunk. Mm-hmm. And the third Thor was like superior to all the other Thors. So like, I feel like it's kind of just like starting over. Like, I feel like Thor Ragnarok was like the first Thor.
Well,
I want a trilogy of that Thor.
I can never get enough of Thor.
Yeah, no, so me either. He's so funny. He's so funny.
He's so good to look at, too.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when he's big and large and likes beer. So how many do you think he's going to get?
I don't know.
That's good.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Good podcast fodder. I think he's going to get another three because I think now he's like the, what's the word for astrological? That's the word. Like the space guy. He's like the main guy in space where Spider-Man is the main guy on Earth.
On Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, live action news. Harry Styles may play Prince Eric in the live action remake of The Little Mermaid. Actually made acting debut in 2017 in the movie Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yep.
Oh, what, did you do your research?
Well, no.
Did you see Dunkirk? Because I didn't see Dunkirk.
I didn't, I'm just but I knew
aware.
He was in it.
I'm just generally aware.
I'm just generally aware.
Thoughts on Harry Styles being Prince Eric?
I think he has that like swoopy hair. Maybe that's why he was picked, but like, so, I don't know. I guess he like looks like a little Eric because.
Eric? So here's my problem with that, right?
Sure.
I don't get why Prince Eric needs to be able to sing because, correct me if I'm wrong, does Prince Eric even say two words in the original
like,
Little Mermaid?
No, like barely. All he's like, Ariel!
He doesn't even know. Yeah, yeah, okay. I didn't know it was you, and you got the big bushy sheepdog.
Oh, he's so cute.
Right?
One of my old residents used to have a dog that looked just like that puppy.
So unless they're planning on changing the story somewhat where he actually sings, give me like someone else. Like we don't need to pay for Harry Styles. Just give me like a guy. I'm trying to think of a good guy that would be, but I can't think of anybody
that
could.
Well, maybe that's the issue. Like,
do you have a better fit?
No. Cause I
do you care?
I could care less.
It's all about Ariel, right?
If we want to pay for Harry Styles, let Disney pay for it. I'm getting an AP this week. Like, I'll help y'all pay
what
for
What is an
Harry.
AP for the uninitiated?
Well, it's a need-to-know thing. No.
Oh, okay. want to talk? Can we talk quickly about more live-action news?
Absolutely.
Apparently, Pocahontas may be next.
Ooh.
And Aladdin 2 may happen.
Oh, man. That and excites you,
there,
huh?
No. And there may be a Lion King 2.
Ugh. I'm out.
I don't like any of that. Can we stop with the live action movies?
Can we stop with the remakes? I really like Pocahontas, and that would be... You know what would be a good live action, though?
What?
Tiana.
Princess and the Frog?
Yeah. Like, don't you think? I want
Jennifer Hudson as Tiana.
Right? She would be so good.
That would be great.
And just, like, I think the music would be so fun. And, like, to have it, like, shot in New Orleans would be so fun.
Like, real Gators, too. Yes, real Gators playing trumpets.
Yeah, real Gators.
Great.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it so much. After what seems like an eternity, the Disney's Skyliner gondola is officially set to open in September.
Dun-da-dun.
As of September 29th. It will be open to the public.
And if you want your Guardians of the Gondola t-shirts, hit up BYT.com.
Hashtag link in bio.
.com because they are the coolest t-shirts we just made. So go check them out. BuyYourTerms.com.
They're the coolest t-shirts you haven't seen yet.
They're really neat.
Okay. So September 29th, it opens to the public. It's going to feature characters from Coco, OG Disney characters, Goofy, Clarabelle the cow, the male version of the cow.
I love Clarabelle.
Donald, Mickey, all that garbage. Why has it taken so long to open? I feel like these things have been moving in the park since January.
I feel they've taken so long because it's such an intricate thing they have done.
No, it's not. It's not intricate.
It is. It really is, though, because you're connecting essentially four different hubs to one.
But they all work on different things. It's like
I don't know.
It's like Killington Mountain's chairlift. That's what it is. But it's a chairlift. It's a glorified chairlift. It doesn't take that long.
It's petrifying.
It doesn't have AC. Like, it's not that difficult. It's not like it's playing something for you the whole time. You probably got, like, nothing. Either that or music.
Yeah, but guess what? But it's going to wait two hours to ride it, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's so scary. Like, when they stop, they bounce. And I feel like the monorail is scary, so I'm going to be super freaked out on this thing.
More on the monorail later. Mm-hmm. But are you even excited for this thing to open?
No, do you care? It's a form of transportation.
Are you going to make yourself ride it, though? Like, say we go in the middle of September. Say it's, like, soft opened and it's running, but it's not really official. Are you going out of your way? Are you taking time from your park, whatever?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. But I know you want to.
I don't. Actually,
okay, cool.
I could care less. Get me to the next place. I don't need to wait for the Skyliner gondola.
It's a mode of transportation.
I'll take a minivan.
Yeah, for
hashtag a cool Minnie Mouse $20, van.
You can.
Yeah, I don't care. Your boys got it. I'm just kidding. Street smarts.
Oh, good Lord.
Former Disney bartender claimed she was fired for possessing CBD oil.
Oh, no.
So this happened, like, right around the time the grandma got popped with it, right? Worker was off the clock and visiting Disney World with her family. She uses the oil strictly for foot pain and it contained no THC.
Rules? Oh, we've talked about this. I'm sick of this. Rules are rules. Okay, Follow the rules.
Wait a minute.
No.
That's not what it's about. It's not about the rules. She was stopped by security, told she couldn't have it, the oil, told it was illegal. She bought it at a grocery store, so it's not illegal, but whatever. The following Monday, she was suspended from work and subsequently fired.
Oh, well.
Police reports indicate that the oil was not tested for THC. Mm-hmm. Disney incident reports state that it contained THC. Thoughts?
It wasn't tested, but...
But it wasn't tested, but she was fired because it allegedly contained it, even though it wasn't tested.
She was probably fired for other reasons, but... neither here nor there. When I have people move into my complex, in our lease, it says, if you do any criminal activities on or off our property, it's an immediate eviction. So maybe Disney has you sign the same thing where if, like, you get in trouble with security or you get in trouble on property, it's an immediate termination.
It's an immediate eviction from the Big Brother house?
Honestly, just why do you need it with you in the park? Put it on before, leave it in your car.
She had severe foot pain. And how much do you walk?
Then maybe you shouldn't be working in Disney as a bartender.
She probably had one of those scooters.
Who knows?
Who cares?
She's a bartender. It can't be that
bad. She worked at Jock Lindsay's. I feel like I would only be mad if I was a bartender and I got fired. I feel like I would only be mad if I worked at, like, the Jock Lindsay one in Disney Springs or, like, Trader Sam's.
I don't know.
But I saw a picture of her. I don't think she worked at Trader Sam's. But even so, I feel bad for her because obviously.
I don't. Okay. I don't. Like, I just, the whole thing is like, just don't bring it. Like, leave it in your hotel room. Don't.
That's
don't
a good idea.
Bring it into the park.
But if she worked there, she obviously like lived close, so she probably
leave it in your car. You don't need it in on your body.
Sometimes I feel like people are a little bit like
stupid.
I didn't say it. You did. I was going to say they're a little bit too forgiving or too like lax with what they think is okay. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I'm like paranoid of everything, so I'm leaving it in the car just because I'm concerned. Like, I don't want to be banned from Disney property because I like own stock in them and like I have DVC, you know, all that stuff. And I don't want to be, I don't want to jeopardize that.
And I also feel like some people think they're above the quote unquote law.
But I am the law.
I don't know. It's just like rules are rules. And if it shouldn't be there, it shouldn't be there. End of story.
All right. New lawsuit claims that a minor was injured when the Walt Disney World monorail stalled.
Oh, over the this week?
No, this was a
little bit ago.
This was a little bit ago. But the lawsuit claims that because there was no AC in the monorail when it stalled, another passenger shattered a window to get air, at which point the minor was injured.
Oh, my good Lord.
So the suit seeks over $15,000 in damages. First of all, I feel like $15,000 is like, I'm going to sue a theme park for $15,000, and that's what it is.
That's not even a lot of money. That's like two Disney vacations.
Like, it's, what are you, bougie? Like, no, that you could,
if you have a family, make
that work for like five,
if no,
at least.
If you have a family of like four,
pay your own way. I'm making my own. I got my $15 settlement. That's me, my Disney vacations for the next 6 years.
But y'all, like, they have windows. They just the crack the window. Have windows.
Like, go on the side where the, like, the window can crack and like. You know?
And quite honestly, they should be suing the person that broke the window. So not apparently, Disney.
Though, the window. Why did it's like you've read the agenda? So,
I didn't.
Apparently, the windows have like some weird zipper function where they can just
pop out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like it didn't need like to be shattered. You were just being a little extra when you shattered.
I'm sure.
You just wanted to be the hero. Like, I'll get us here. You know. But no. So the suit seeks over $15,000. My question, do you think Disney needs to upgrade the monorail to have actual air conditioning?
No.
Okay. Should the victim be going after Disney?
No, they should be going after the person that broke the window that, quote unquote, caused harm to the child. It's not Disney's fault that you chose to ride in a monorail with an idiot.
I have a curious question.
Sure.
Was the child sitting down? Was the mantengans de alajados de las puertas?
That was really good. That was kind of hot.
Pause the podcast. Let's. But was
I it, threw you off?
Like, what is this? my other question though, and this is a serious question because now I'm curious. Like all these, I feel like we've been talking lawsuit for Disney and Universal the last couple of weeks. Give me a roundabout estimate. How much do you think that Disney pays out each year in like total lawsuits? I'm serious. Like
probably this, like a mil.
Like I want to know.
I'm thinking
know.
About a million.
Can someone let me know?
And these are like the mainstream lawsuits that like we hear like, about.
These are like the article written about article. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's about $1 million from like slip and falls to like stupid stuff.
I think I'm going to sue Disney.
Like I burnt my tongue on a hot dog or something.
No, I think I'm going to sue Disney. I've been thinking about this.
No, we are not because then you're banned.
Hear me out.
No.
I'm going to sue Disney because at one point or another years ago, I applied for a job and I didn't get it. And it really affected my life.
I don't think so.
$15,000 in damages.
You want to know the new item that causes divorce? Suing Disney.
Podcast over. Marijuana Moana birthday cake.
Oh,
the baker got fired.
Oh my!
So, so she got fired, right? But she also claims that she was not the one that actually took the phone call. Her manager was.
So let's rewind for those who didn't listen to our last week's podcast. Somebody called, wanted a Moana cake for her daughter's birthday. but ended up getting a marijuana.
Because the person that called, yes, the person that called was really Southern. So instead of like Moana, it was, yeah, I'll take one of them dare Moana birthday cakes.
Oh my goodness.
So, all right. So the baker got fired. Allegedly, the manager took the call, watched as the employee pulled images from the internet to put on the cake, watched as she made the cake, watched all that stuff, right? And then actually walked the cake up to the front to the customer.
So here's the thing. As a manager, you are responsible for your employees. As a manager taking that phone call, you should have said, I'm sorry, ma'am, we cannot make a marijuana-themed birthday cake for you. And hung up the phone.
So,
like, you need to know what's right and wrong. Is the manager still employed?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. No,
she got fired. The baker got fired.
That's
the
manager's crazy still
there.
To me.
So, she had worked there for like a year, had no other issues, never been written up, anything like that, and was fired. She was later offered her job back by another manager, but declined due to her treatment in this scenario.
I don't blame her.
Apparently she was very upset, but like declined.
She was just doing what she was told by a manager.
Do you think she has a real like gripe with this? Can she sue for $15,000 in damages?
She probably could for defamation of character.
It's Dairy Queen. It's Dairy Queen. So just throwing that out there. Blizzards on the house for the year for the lady, you know?
Yeah, that stinks. She was just doing her job. The manager should have said, oh no, we can't do that. Like, come on. Who knows? But it is Dairy Queen down south. And
I'll take one of them dare blizzards.
Make sure you turn it upside down so yeah. I can see it doesn't fall out of the cup now.
I'm not paying for that until you turn it upside down, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm done. Oh, man. I'm so ready for vacation.
BYT in rare form today.
Curious case of the missing Tomorrowland sign in Disney World.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd it go?
So we'll find out. At the beginning of July, the Tomorrowland sign at the entrance of the land mysteriously went poof. Disney's now stated it's undergoing a minor update and will return later this summer.
Lies. Somebody stole it.
No. So they updated the park map and whatnot, too, so it looks different on the park map. But fans had speculated that it could be due to an upcoming overhaul of Tomorrowland.
Oh, no. Well, because Tron's coming. So, yeah, I can see it. They're probably going to make it all, like, fancy techie.
So, do you think it's due to an overhaul or just sprucing up the sign? Too many Instagrammers taking pictures in front of it.
I think they're going to overhaul. I think they're going to start sprucing up the area.
That's my prediction. Do you think something's going to go away?
Better not be the people mover.
Oh, I love the people mover.
They won't get rid of the people mover.
Do you think it happens like a lot, like all the time, and people just don't notice that things
absolutely.
Go missing?
We
actually saw this the other day on one of the Tim Tracker vlogs that we were watching, and he's like, I've never seen this sign before. And it had probably have been there for like the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think they're overhauling though. What are they going to do? Like, what are they going to put there?
I think they're probably just going to modernize the area. Like,
make it actually look like Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I think so. But I think with Disney, too, going back to noticing things, every time you go, you see something different and new or something you've never seen or experienced before. I think on every single one of our trips, we're like, okay.
That sign looks
look
different.
Look at that. Signs.
You go to Disney too much is when you're noticing signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may be a little bit much.
That's an indication.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like people noticing signs have gone missing. You're supposed to be focused on Tomorrowland, not like Space Mountain or the rides there, not the Tomorrowland sign.
But I'm sure you would notice those things too.
Yeah, I probably would. Disney has launched a dog-themed line.
I know. I'm so excited.
Are you though? All right. So yes. I'm glad you said that. You've seen it.
No, I haven't seen much of it.
So you can get spirit jerseys, mugs, other trinkets and whatnot for themed to the dogs of Disney.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. One bit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about stuff for dogs.
No, see, that's the problem. So if I'm seeing dog theme line, I'm not thinking a spirit jersey like themed to Doug from Up.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking like a bandana themed to Doug from Up.
Yeah. For no, My Little Wall. They have come out with more Doug stuff. So, but no, I no. No, thank you.
So are you interested in a Disney dog line that doesn't cater to dogs?
No.
I don't like that at all.
I don't want to wear Doug.
In fact, I want more dog themed stuff. I'll buy all of it. I'll bring it all home.
Yeah. They do. They have a section in the co-op store in it's not Disney Springs, not downtown Disney. I know I'm struggling still. But they have a co-op section, all dog stuff, and they have some really cool stuff in there. So I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I was talking about just things. Just stuff mugs,
with dogs on it. Mugs
saying my favorite human, stuff like that.
Perfect.
No, great.
Yeah, no, not so into it.
I want more of... Remember when we were walking in Disneyland and we saw that dog that was wearing Mickey ears?
He was so cute.
I want more of that stuff. Like, I want Donald ears for the dogs. Right? I want that stuff. We got little squeaky balls that had Mickey Mouse's all over it, and those lasted the longest I've ever seen toys last.
They love them so much.
Like, I want actual dog things.
Yeah.
Like, get me a Mickey Mouse costume that I can put on my lab.
They sold that on the Disney store.
Get me a Minnie Mouse skirt that I can put on my lab.
They do have stuff occasionally on the Disney store, but I'm excited to go to the co-op place and see what they got for my puppas.
Want to talk about Halloween?
Absolutely.
Nothing says Halloween like July. They've announced a ton of changes a few changes to Mickey's Not So Scary.
So for those who haven't experienced that before, it is a other ticketed event. So it's an after hours ticketed event, usually from 7 to midnight in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Where they have special Halloween theming.
It's really not so scary.
So they have parade. They have fireworks. They have special castle shows. It's about $50 to $100 per ticket per person.
50?
Yeah.
That's generous. It's like $100. 89.
Well,
it's always 89.
No, it's some of the... Ooh, sorry, guys. Some of the less crowded nights and earlier in the season are lower pricing.
True. Those nights that they have in early August, those are...
Yes, it is true. So you can wear costumes to the park, which is really fun. Bring the whole family. It's a cool event. And you can go trick-or-treating. So that's really cool for the kids. But what have they changed?
All right. So there is an all-new fireworks show that'll be hosted by Jack Skellington.
Ooh.
It'll focus on how anything can happen on Halloween.
Oh, I love it.
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy will find themselves in a haunted house, a.k.a. the overlay of the castle.
Yep.
I've lost my space. They will be encountering anything from dancing skeletons to classic Disney villains.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited.
Before we dive into the rest of it.
I can't wait to go.
So they had like concept art from it. And for me, like the overlays that they've been doing to the castle recently.
So cool.
Are ridiculous.
Amazing. Ridiculous. The technology, how it's advanced it since doesn't they look started like the castle. Doing it is like insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So... The overlay that they do, it looks like a haunted house.
Yeah, so that's really neat.
I'm excited about that. I'm excited. We're going to go, right?
In September, we're going. Absolutely.
Great. So we're going to go. I'm excited to see it.
And we're going pretty early, guys, so you can kind of get a sneak peek on our vlogs when we go.
Hashtag shameless self-promotion.
No, but it's good for people that, like, are planning a trip a little bit further out and want to see what to expect. And it is for all ages. It's not like Universal Horror Nights where it's super, super scary. It's really, it's called the Not So Scary Party for a reason. It's not scary at all.
The booty
it's
really is fun. A little bit scary.
Oh, no, not really.
That'll be returning as well.
That's the best parade.
Do you think, before we dive into the rest of the stuff that they're offering though, do you think that they start it way too early?
I don't think so.
We went in August before.
We did. And I think they do that to kind of encompass people that are traveling through those times to be able to enjoy that time of season in the parks. Because I think a lot of families, like, they try to fit in that vacation before school is back and can't do a Halloween something or vacation because of school.
Do you think that we'll ever see the time where it starts in July?
No, God, no.
I think we would see it in July.
They should do like a Christmas in July thing, though. I think that would be fun. Like if they like decorated a theme park for Christmas in July.
Like, no, I feel like on July 4th, like the 4th of July weekend, they should do a giant party where Sam Eagle takes over the whole Magic Kingdom and has his own fireworks show, and it's a big Muppet theme.
That would be funny.
I think they should do that. Like we get an overlay of Haunted Mansion where it becomes like Hall of Presidents, and it's a ride like through.
1 year, like it would be so cool to have them like do Christmas in July and just put everything up and do like a month of Christmas. That'd be fun. It's a lot of work, but it would be really cool.
They can afford it.
They can definitely do it.
I don't know. I would like to see that actually, but I probably wouldn't go to it. They're doing a villains thing. They're doing the Halloween party in July.
Yeah, they are. They're doing a villains party. Let's not kid ourselves.
Space Mountain will go completely dark during Mickey's Not So Scary, like pitch black with like crazy rock.
So what soundtrack. They do in Disneyland, they do that. Do in they Disney, do that? Yep, they do it. Is in that Disneyland. What?
I've never been.
yes, you have.
A treat trail will lead into Monsters, Inc., where guests can meet and interact with characters.
Oh, fun. That is fun. So it's like a dance party.
We like trick-or-treating there. That was weird.
They have great treats.
That was a very strange time. I want a trick-or-treat. That's what you told me. And I said, okay.
They have really good treats. Like, they don't just give out, like...
I just want Kit Kats.
Little candy bars. They give out, like, gummies and Mickey-shaped things.
To anyone listening, if I'm trick-or-treating in your neighborhood this week, this month, this year, whatever. If I'm trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, I just want Kit Kats. So if you see an old man with a beard show up, know that I want
Kit
Kats.
Call the police.
Don't do that. Just say, hey, are you Mitch from BYT? And I'll say, yes. And
they'll say, go to CVS and go buy a bag of Kit Kats.
I feel like now, given the fact that it's July, it's a good time to say that we got so many trick-or-treaters this past year that we ran out of candy. I got concerned and gave a bunch of old candy that I had in the cupboard.
Mitch is like, we have fruit cups. We can do fruit cups, right?
I feel like now's a good time to admit to everybody that I did that, because if they got sick, they've gotten over it.
You're so, a terrible person.
I'm just letting everybody know.
He's like, we have Easter candy. We can give Easter candy.
I'm pretty sure I gave out a cookies and cream Hershey's bar that had a nutcracker on it. I'm just being honest. It's okay. Live actors will be aboard the Pirates of the Caribbean, kind of like they're doing in the Villains Party. So I feel like, are you okay?
No. He really didn't do that.
I thought about it. We had one. I threw it away.
Okay, live action.
Yeah, live actors will be aboard the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's like the three major changes. So they're going to have a treat trail into Monsters, Inc. They'll have live actors in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Space Mountain's going to go dark again, and there's a new fireworks show. Are you interested in any of those?
Absolutely. Well, I like how they're doing little small changes, because for us who have been to these parties more than a few times, like it gets repetitive. So I think switching it up a little bit is a good thing.
Is there something else that you think that they could do? Like an overlay of another ride or something like that.
I think an overlay is cool, but I understand why they don't do it in Disney World as opposed to Disneyland.
But it's just for the party. Like, I feel like they've gotten so far.
That's a lot of work, though.
Not necessarily. I feel like they've gotten so far with projection mapping that they could do an overlay with that. And where I'm getting at is I feel like you could do a sick, like, haunted mine train style thing with Big Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be neat.
Where you do like an overlay, because you have all that stuff. So I feel like you could do projection mapping on like the part where the people are shooting at each other and have like a ghost flying into the air or something like that. I feel like you could make that a really cool like haunted thing.
Yeah. No, it could definitely be something different, but I like how, you know, they're implementing little changes too to keep it fresh.
Does it get you more excited to go? Like, if you weren't going, would these changes say maybe I should go check it out?
If I wasn't going, no, I don't think it. Maybe like the new fireworks show would push me to go, but I think in our opinion, we like going. And like, it could be the same for 10 more years and we'd still go.
You know what else would be pretty cool? If they did like a creepy dinner.
That would be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Like with scaricters.
Like all the like scaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like you have like one of those like butlers, like whitewashed butlers. Can I take your order? That would be fun.
No, sir. Get away from me. This is the last piece I have on the agenda.
Sure.
It's heavy. Okay. It's super heavy.
Okay.
Disney, the company, has angered the heir to the Disney throne.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Disney and Abigail Disney mm-hmm. are going back and forth at each other. God. This is a big thing. Have you seen any of this?
No.
All right. So Abigail Disney is the granddaughter of Roy Disney, Walt Disney's mm-hmm. brother. She's not happy with how much the CEO, Bob Iger, made last year. Can you guess how much he made last year?
Ugh.
Just guess.
At least... I'm going to say at least 2 million.
Guess again.
I don't know.
$65 million.
Holy moly.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that either.
She called his pay insane.
Yep.
And says it has a corrosive impact on society.
Amen. I agree with her.
Wait. So
that's crazy.
She said he could have given a 15% raise to all Disneyland employees and still made over 10 million last year.
I agree with her.
So she's a real advocate for company heads giving back, having said in the past.
She's a really good person.
She says, I can't sit back and accumulate wealth because I've inherited it.
She is a really good person. Like she does a lot of TED Talks
yeah.
that are very, like, she's just real. And
Hannah B. style.
Yeah. You can't tell that she comes from billions and billions of dollars because she's very, like, in line with real world and culture. That's insane.
Oh, I took all the notes. Hold on. So, you know how Disney shook is because they actually responded to her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they said they came out and defended Iger and their brand, stating that Disney has done a lot to improve upward mobility of their employees and that Iger's earnings were performance based and also because of the Fox acquisition. I guess there was a bonus that was paid out because of it.
Who in their right mind needs to make that much money?
We'll dive into that.
He looks homeless.
We'll dive into that in 5 seconds. But my thing with that is that. I don't get it. So I don't want to give away my thoughts yet. So after that issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
After they said what they said, we've discussed a lot of what they've done.
My brain is like still process. I said $2 million.
He made 65.
That's a lot. $2 million is a lot of money for like somebody working at a theme park.
Right. So
I didn't think he was making like Oprah, Kim Kardashian. I don't even know. That amount of money is like unrealistic to me.
Now, I agree with what they said, that they do a lot to improve upward mobility. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about it. They have that program where it'll take care of the kids while you work and all that stuff. But so Abigail Disney then took to Twitter, further to point that and said that his pay ratio by comparison to other employees is over 1,000. So he makes $1,000 to every $1 that other employees make, which is crazy. And that he does deserve bonuses for his work, but the employees need raises as well.
Absolutely. When you have Joe Schmo flipping burgers in a quick service restaurant making $12.50 an hour, and then you have Bob sitting pretty, traveling all over the world, taking pictures and doing sketches for quote unquote inspiration for new attractions, making a cool $65 million.
Yeah.
There's a problem there.
So
how does that, when you look at a company, you look at a company's owner, and most people aspire to be that type of person. But for a company to not emulate I don't even have words,
he doesn't represent the type of brand that you feel like Disney is.
I agree.
So she also claimed that while top Disney brass is giving up, while top Disney, While top Disney brass giving up half of their bonus would have virtually no impact on their quality of life, it would completely change the bottom 10% mm-hmm. of workers Absolutely. In Disney. So she said all this on Twitter, right? Disney, again, responded back. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to me that they're responding back. But
because they know she has such a thick following.
They responded back saying that they completely disagree with all of the allegations that she's saying, stated that the pay of their employees on average is $19.50 an hour. This is strictly Disneyland employees. Yeah,
$19 because how many people are working in corporate Disney? More than are working in the parks. That's why.
$19.50 an hour and cover and have a lot of benefits that they offer, which we've discussed, like the that program, the college program, all of that. So which side do you fall on? I think you've already came out and said
I agree Disney. With her because that amount of money is just unrealistic. Why do you need to make that much money? I want to know
what you do with $65 million in a year.
Do money angels in it? Like, I don't understand.
Scrooge McDuck sitting in his safe room, like with piles and piles of coins. That's what I think of Bob Iger.
I just think it's crazy. It's crazy. Because not only is he making that 65 mil, but they're paying for all of his travel. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah.
Pretty much all of his food because he's constantly traveling. Like if you follow him, he is in Africa. He's all over the place all the time.
That's crazy. But so to me, like I feel like Disney as the company is a little bit Their thought process is a little twisted here because I can see how they think that they're doing a great job because they offer all these other benefits, mm-hmm. the childcare, the payback for college, all of that stuff. But I don't know what the word is, but you can't replace the idea of 5% more mm-hmm. a year, right? You can offer all of this stuff, but the extra money, mm-hmm. like you can't replace the money aspect exactly. of it with all these other things. Yes, childcare, you're helping me. Yes, with the college degree, you're helping me. But if you're making this much money, I'm helping you make that money.
Exactly.
So it needs to be fair earnings.
It comes down to like the people that clean the restrooms in Disney, the people that the do dirty housecoming jobs. Or housekeeping, excuse me. I'm so flustered right now.
I'm sorry.
Because everybody knows they don't make more than 15 an hour. They probably only make 13.
That's what aggravated me about that statement because it's, our employees make on average 19.50 an hour. But like on average, and how is that skewed by managers and stuff? Because 90%.
We all know how to find the mean of a number.
Yeah. How many of your employees are making 12 an hour mm-hmm. or even less than that? Or minimum wage.
When we were doing research on Disneyland Paris, remember how they were striking and putting the trash? Throwing
trash and everything,
because of wages. And it just proves to me that the union, because Disney is technically a union, is not thrilled with what they're making. And I feel like for employees of Disney, for the cast members, it's a slap in the face knowing that somebody sitting at the top of the company is making $65 million a year when you're making pennies.
I can't believe you said 2 million. I can't believe you were that low.
I don't like, because I have no realism of money, apparently.
$65 million is a lot of money.
Because I know
that's more than like the best pitchers in baseball. They make like $30 million a year.
I know what we live off of, and I feel like we live a great life.
Yeah.
So like, imagine $1 million is like crazy to
I'd
me.
Live in my small house and have like seven Ferraris. Like, it's crazy.
I don't know. And like, I get it. Like, I'm sure he works hard, but does he work $65 million hard?
No.
Exactly.
The more you make, the less you work. Hello.
I figured that out.
Hashtag blessed. No.
No.
So that's all I have.
Oh my
gosh. You need to breathe a little bit. Do you want to talk about something a little
calmer? No, now I don't even want to go to Disney because I'm just paying for Bob's salary.
Yo, we're not buying annual passes anymore, Bobby. Anyway, no.
Man,
So here's the deal, guys. We are off on an adventure the next week. So next week, there will not be a new episode of Radio BYT.
But we will, if you follow us on Instagram, we will have heavy Instagram stories. Yes. We will have a lot of IG content. And then when we come back, we're going to have some super awesome vlogs for you.
Hopefully. For like the next 3 years.
So we will be down in Florida for 10 days.
Yes.
Doing all things fun Disney, doing a little bit of non-Disney stuff too. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are just curious to see how we do Disney, check it out. And anything you want from us at By Your Terms, you can find it at buyyourterms.com. Our t-shirts, our vlogs, our blogs, etc.
Yes, you know what? I do have a fun story, actually, before we take off. So we were at dinner. It was my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Wheezy B.
6-0.
So we were at dinner. Their friends were there. Mm-hmm. And they turned to us in the middle of dinner, and he goes, you know, we were looking for, like, keto recipes online on YouTube. And then I saw your guys' face. And it's because they were just looking for keto stuff, and one of our vlogs
one
came
of our
up
home vlogs,
where we
yeah.
did the avocado margarita and the cake that mm-hmm. wasn't great. So small world, I guess.
Right? That's so
that,
funny.
I just thought that was interesting that I was a little bit taken aback. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Our small little following is growing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you can get all of that at buyyourterms.com. No new episode next week. Enjoy this. Go back into the archives, listen to our older stuff, and then come back to this one and say how much we've improved or not. But we will see you next time.
Bye.